When God's parachute failed, along about the spring of 1945, the sky in Texas jerked open, and we all sailed easily into this new, strange harness on the stars. With this, I want to stop for a minute and locate myself. Over our country, in many gatherings like this, travelers are starting with something like "When God's Parachute Failed," and then presenting something that's like a little report from the language we all use every day, just enhanced a little bit, sort of dislocated, called attention to. And they call these things poems. And this is what I'm doing, and I want to identify what it seems to me is happening. Since there's such a vogue of this, I think partly what it is, we're realizing, especially in school communities like this, that the language we use every day is indeed the material for literature, no matter how exalted. And that we're telling each other in the words of every day things that occur to us, and we're realizing that literature, no matter how grand it gets, starts there with a report, like "When God's Parachute Failed." This, the part I read was part one of four short sections like that called "Religion Back Home." The part about God's parachute failing. Now, I'd like to stop and read the other three parts of "Religion Back Home." And it isn't all reverent, but I can report that it was published in a Sunday supplement. Didn't seem to cause any trouble. Part two. The minister smoked, and he drank. And there was that woman in the choir. But what really finished him, he wore spats. Part three of "Religion Back Home" is a short review of Samson Agonistes written for Miss Arrington's class in Liberal High School. "Our Father who art in heaven can lick their father who art in heaven." Part four, this is the last of my four parts of "Religion Back Home." When my little brother chanted, "In 1492, Jesus crossed the ocean blue," mother said, "Bob, you mean Columbus crossed the ocean blue." And he said, "I always did get them two guys mixed up." One thing had happened as a result of this being published in a Sunday supplement. It was back east, and someone sent a clipping to Miss Arrington, now retired from Liberal Kansas High School. And she sent me a note by way of publishers back east, finally found me out in Oregon. And she said, apparently you were in one of my classes, but I don't remember you. And then she made various guesses. Were you the one who sat at such and such a place and so on? No, none of those places. But I remember her vividly. But I didn't really write that review of Samson Agonistes for a class.